Moving on to news that impacts the entire AI using world, and that is the news that the most recognizable name in AI, OpenAI, at least in my opinion, has officially backed down and reversed their push to become a for-profit company, which prompted a bunch of backlash, particularly and most notably from Elon Musk in the form of lawsuits. And Elon and others stated that this went against the original mission of OpenAI to democratize access and to create AI that benefits humanity as a whole. So, regardless of what you think of Elon and his motives for opposing the transition, if you think that bringing profit into the mix was going to be an issue, then this should be good news for you. And I think, you know, specifically and especially for marketers, but us smaller marketers, us mini hat wearing marketers, like I know there are listening to this show.
Welcome to the AI Marketing Navigator, where we simplify AI marketing to keep you ahead of the curve. Brought to you by Digital Pop, delivering AI marketing automation so your small business thrives. Here's your host, Alex Carlson.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back with a pretty light daily digest episode tonight. I have a few bigger things in the works, bigger episodes that I am working on bringing to you guys. I have been, as usual, super crunched for time over the last week or two, also dealing with some burnout, just a lot going on here in the AI Marketing Navigator studio. So apologies for not adhering to our usual strict daily publishing schedule. Rest assured that is still the plan going forward. It should be much more maintainable because one of the things we are working on is a few interviews, getting those cut up and getting those edited. And so we'll be sharing those with you guys in the coming days and weeks as well. Make sure you keep an eye out for those. Anyway, all that to say that we are going to do a quick overview tonight of just some of the latest news in the AI world. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into it. First, and probably most directly relatable to marketing, is the announcement from Meta about their edits feature. It's going to be a suite of creative tools, is what they're calling it, and any suite of creative tools these days is absolutely going to be loaded with AI features. No surprise there for anybody listening to this show. And that's certainly the case with edits. And these are features like animating or turning images into videos, applying certain effects to images and videos, automated editing, automated enhancements. And of course, this being Meta, this is going to be deeply integrated into their existing Meta ecosystem. So if you are creating content and specifically and especially video content, it's likely going to be at the very least worthy of some exploration and testing in your content creation workflows. I don't necessarily foresee it replacing any of my video creation or workflow processes as far as creating reels or shorts. But again, at the very least, it needs to be on our radar and is worthy of future testing. And we will certainly be doing that here on the AI Marketing Navigator. Moving on to news that impacts the entire AI using world. And that is the news that the most recognizable name in AI, OpenAI, at least in my opinion, has officially backed down and reversed their push to become a for-profit company. Essentially, what had been going on is there was a push which prompted a bunch of backlash, particularly and most notably from Elon Musk in the form of lawsuits. And we talked about those on the show before, but there was a push to place the for-profit of the company, the for-profit arm, in control and convert it to a public benefit corporation. And really the idea here was to just drive more cash flow, essentially. And Elon and others stated that this went against the original mission of OpenAI to democratize access and to create AI that benefits humanity as a whole. So regardless of what you think of Elon and his motives for opposing the transition, if you think that bringing profit into the mix was going to be an issue, then this should be good news for you. Now, I, for one, tend to think that this probably remains the best course in general for OpenAI and for transparent and available AI. And I think, you know, specifically and especially for marketers, but us smaller marketers, us mini hat wearing marketers, like I know there are listening to this show, I think the democratized and more affordable access to these tools is always going to be a good thing. Okay, our last bit of news has to do with the future of AI and AI adoption and AI's advance into the workplace, all things that we talk a lot about here on the show, and all things that are going to affect marketing and marketers and the future of both. So this is the news that over 250 CEOs from leading tech companies around the US, these include Uber and Adobe and Microsoft and Salesforce, and that's just four of the 250. Anyway, these CEOs have all signed an open letter pushing United States policymakers to make AI education a requirement in K-12. And this is amidst the ever-increasing speed of AI development, the AI race, For lack of a less dramatic term, going on globally. Beyond that, just the upskilling and the improvement of the potential quality of life for future graduates. But again, the global competition with competitors like China and South Korea, who are all very much already making these requirements official in their education programs. So just from a tech leadership standpoint, I think this is absolutely a necessity. And from an upskilling of future generation standpoint, also is absolutely necessary. AI literacy is absolutely becoming the new table stakes in digital literacy. Up until this point, it was internet literacy, basic computer literacy, and now AI literacy is just the next phase of that, meaning that future talent and future expectations for marketers, for marketing departments, for businesses in general, all of this is going to be affected by this implementation or lack thereof of AI into our education system. And I'm of the mind that the AI revolution is already underway. It's happening kind of whether we like it or not. I think there is absolutely need for conversations around how that works, what the pace of it looks like. But I think those conversations are also becoming increasingly difficult. Again, not to get too far out of our realm here on the AI Marketing Navigator, but I think it's very difficult to accurately predict the long-term effects that AI is going to have on society. You know, you have to weigh that against the advancements that it might bring. And this is just the same equation and the same questions that we've been asking about every new technology throughout history. I can only wonder if, you know, we've officially moved past long-term benefits into long-term detriment. You know, is the rapid acceleration of technology, has that officially started to outweigh both the short-term and long-term benefits? I don't know the answer to that question. As the tech optimist that I am, I think no is how I choose to answer that question and what I choose to believe, but there are certainly times when I could be swayed otherwise. Anyway, the world of AI is, as always, ever shifting, ever changing. I don't need to tell anybody listening to that show that. All at the same time, we have new marketing and content creation tech coming down the pipeline that we need to be aware of. But of course, during that, we also have the biggest player in AI not being able to decide on its future mission. And we have a country that needs to decide on how we want to handle teaching the next generation about AI. So just another Tuesday night for any of us trying our best to follow the AI space. Hopefully, our daily overview of tools and tips and news and all of it makes it a little bit easier. Okay, that does it for tonight's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the AI Marketing Navigator. Ready to simplify your own marketing automation? Digital Pop helps make it happen so your small business can scale your marketing fast. Learn more at thedigitalpop.com.